Welcome. Here are the headlines. U.S. restaurant rescue funds. The $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan signed into law last week includes $28.6 billion to rescue U.S. restaurants. The funds provide debt-free relief for small and mid-sized restaurants, applications for tea-themed restaurants, small cafe chains, and tea rooms will be accepted by the Small Business Administration beginning in April. Funding eligibility includes franchisees with fewer than 20 locations, so long as they're not publicly traded. The president of the National Restaurant Association said the grants, quote, will inject a much-needed stimulus along the supply chain to begin to balance the economic damage done, end quote. The rescue plan extends moratoriums until September, allocating $5 billion to help business tenants struggling to pay rent. Government-funded grants are capped at $10 million per restaurant group and $5 million per location. Grants are calculated as the difference in average monthly revenue earned in 2019 minus average monthly revenue earned in 2020 multiplied by 12. Business Insight. Market research firm IRI in Chicago writes that consumer habits formed during the pandemic may be here to stay. One clear winner is retail loyalty points. 80% of Generation Z subscribe to free grocery loyalty programs, and 79% of Generation X. A majority of millennials, however, at 68%, prefer paid online loyalty programs. Overall, 51% of respondents cited shopper loyalty programs as somewhat influential when deciding where to shop, with 22% indicating loyalty programs are extremely influential when deciding where to shop. Since pesticides can have harmful effects on the environment and human health, they are strictly regulated by the European Union. In recent years, the EU adopted a Green Deal directive that seeks to reduce the use and risk of chemical pesticides and herbicides. The EU's subsequent Use of Pesticide Rules, known as SUD, apply to both ag professionals and to the public, but they are not legally binding. In January, the European Commission identified, quote, significant shortcomings in the implementation, application, and enforcement, end quote, of the SUD directive by member states and launched a period of public consultation to determine whether the rule should be mandatory. The SUD directive could result in a 50% reduction of chemical pesticides, according to some estimates. Commissioners made it clear the SUD is not enforceable as law unless adopted by parliaments of the member states. The comment period ends April 12th. Business Insight. In East Africa, growers are experiencing the worst locust outbreak in 70 years. Ambitious locals are capitalizing on the fact that locusts become lethargic after dark and easy prey. In February, The Bug Picture, a Kenyan firm that processes insects into animal feed, bought 2.4 metric tons of locusts. Teams of 25 to 30 workers sustainably and organically eliminate up to 400 kilos of the crop-killing pests between sunset and sunrise daily, earning $5 for every 10 kilos. No pesticides are required. T. theophlavin inhibits coronavirus replication. A healthy diet and plenty of sleep are best at boosting immunity from the coronavirus, but those stricken with COVID-19 may benefit from also drinking tea. Researchers at Taklai TRA, a branch of India's Tea Research Association, have demonstrated the, quote, virus-inhibiting benefits of black tea, end quote, writes Joydeep Phukan, who manages the research center in Jorhat, Assam. Citing studies published in the Journal of Biomolecular Structure and Dynamics and in the journal Frontiers in Immunology, Director Dr. A.K. Baroa writes that variants of the bioactive compound theoflavin act on multiple targets of the coronavirus, affecting the stability and blocking the binding sites of viral proteins. The formation of special bonds inhibit replication of the virus. He said that harnessing the health properties of tea will pave the way for extensive use of bioactives that will immensely help to popularize black tea in India. Plant AG is a $9 billion startup that promises field-to-plate traceability. Investors, confident that traceability is a bankable attribute, have invested $8 billion in public-private bonds with an additional $800 million in cash to fund Plant AG, a U.S.-based, open-source, blockchain-documented vertical farming infrastructure project. IBM's Food Trust software will manage gigabytes of logistics, cultivation, and processing data on greenhouse-grown leaf lettuce, strawberries and tomatoes, basil, kale, and blueberries. Half of the fruit and a third of the vegetables sold in grocery stores is imported, often traveling along a month-long supply chain. Plant AG intends to shorten the chain to 3 days. Founder Kareem Yishkom is building greenhouses no further than 8 hours from urban centers. Harvesting at 4 a.m. means the company will eventually be able to provide a third of Americans fresh produce within 72 hours. Business Insight. Consumers scanning Plant AG product labels with their phones will be able to see where the food is grown, making tracebacks in the event of contamination practical and quick, and leading to greater accountability at origin, addressing not just food safety, but sustainable practices and labor conditions. Read a full account by Cliff Rainey in this month's Fast Company magazine.